BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 15 verses 50 to 51. Flesh and blood cannot inherit. The Holy Spirit inspired Apostle Paul to declare that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood refers to people who are descended of Adam and Eve, but are not born a second time in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. As Jesus told Nicodemus, quote, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." John chapter 3, verse 3. The kingdom of God is where God rules in sovereignty. More specifically, in this chapter, it is referring to Jesus' second coming with his people following him and establishing his rule on earth. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, 13, 14, and 31 and 33, and verses 44 to 45, and 47, and chapter 20, verse 1, and verse 22, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 46, also says the same thing. The Holy Spirit reveals through Paul that we, quote, inherit the kingdom of God. The inheritance comes only when someone dies, and so Jesus died. With Jesus' resurrection in glory, we inherit the kingdom of God. The author of Hebrews wrote, quote, "For this reason Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. Know this, if you accept and live by the gospel, then whether you are alive or asleep, that is physically dead, when Jesus comes, you will be changed. See Jesus as he is and inherit the earth. Jesus has a place for you, and that place is a very good one. And that place is with him forever in a glorious resurrection body. You have an inheritance that will never spoil, rust, fade, or be stolen. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.